This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest today. Her name is Eva Helt, and she's going to be talking about how the traditional system of education does not meet the needs of all students. Eva is currently the head of school at Fusion Academy in Anaheim Hills, where they offer a program based on helping students learn in a personally relevant way. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today, Eva?
Oh, thank you. I'm wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing really good. So tell us a little bit about your background in education and how you came to be head of such a very unconventional school.
Well, right out of college, I began teaching in the at the high school level, mostly in private schools. And as I was progressing through my through the years of teaching, I became more interested in leadership, and I began mentoring teachers, served as a department chair. And then I decided to make a switch over into the public school system. And in the public school system, I taught for a short time and then served as a principal at a public charter school. During that time, I was working on my educational background working on my master's and my doctorate, and I was just becoming, more enmeshed in what was going on in education, the field of education in general. And then when the lockdown happened and schools were closed, I completed my doctorate. And when I started looking for another job, that's when I learned about Fusion Academy.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So you say that the traditional system of education does not meet the needs of all students. Could you explain a little bit more what you mean by that?
Yeah, so the traditional educational system, technically, it's an outdated model. After the industrial time period, this type of education was necessary and actually helpful. But as things have changed with time, as our world is radically changing, especially in the last 20 years with the technology explosion, students are different. And also, when we're learning more about the way the brain works, we're learning more about the way students learn, and we are coming to understand that education is not one size fits all, that students learn differently, and that students need different access to education.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So give me an example of a type of student where the current education doesn't really help them.
Well, So a lot of the students that we work with, it's true they have had challenges in the traditional system for one reason or another. Perhaps they have learning challenges, or maybe they have emotional challenges, and it's difficult for them to be in a traditional setting. We have students who learn at a faster pace or students who learn at a slower pace, but the traditional system is set up for a class of 25 to 30 students, and the curriculum is managed over a five-day period to try to meet the needs of 25 students. And so it's impossible for a teacher in a traditional system to be able to teach to any individual student. We talk about differentiation, but the reality is if you have 25 students, you have 25 different needs. It's not possible for our teachers in the traditional system to meet each child's needs.
Yeah, absolutely, especially with the classes being that full. That's a lot of students.
Yeah. It is. And I've heard stories from families I've met with that, that some of their classes are 30, 35 students.
Yes. Yeah, so true. Absolutely. And even more impossible to do that. So, So what do you do at Fusion that is so very different?
So what we do is our program is a one-to-one platform. So what that means is a student, for however many classes they're going to take. So, for example, in a traditional setting, a high school student would take six classes per semester. So with us, they take each of those classes one-to-one, just the student and the teacher. And so that the teacher, what is different is that because the teacher is only meeting with that one student in that mm-hmm. hour, they are able to learn about that student. They're able to build relationships with that student. They have access to their testing so that they can look at their strengths or their areas of opportunity. And they even can find out what interests the students. And they can take that very same curriculum, but they can customize it specifically to that student so that the student is getting the best possible education for who they are, the way their brain works, where they've been in the past, and hopefully what they would like to accomplish when they graduate from high school.
Wow. So one teacher to one student for each subject.
For each subject, correct.
That's amazing. So
in addition to that, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go right ahead.
In addition to that, with the one-to-one format, we also have something that's called mastery learning. And again, because they are working with one student at a time, a student doesn't have to catch up or slow down for anybody else in the class. So the teacher is able to ensure that students have mastered the topic or the concept or the subject before they move on in the curriculum.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, I love that because everybody doesn't learn at the same pace. And certainly everybody doesn't have the ability to learn every subject at the same pace, you know. Some of us are better in reading than math or vice versa. So I really love that. What do you say about the socialization, though? You know, you hear even people who have tried to homeschool their children, and you always hear, oh, the children can't be properly socialized, you know, be good in society and this kind of teaching conditions.
Right, and that's an excellent question, and a question that when I meet with new families, that is always a question that is asked. So basically, we create an environment here where students have opportunities to socialize. So after they've done, we call them sessions instead of classes. After they've done their sessions, they also have something called Homework Cafe, and they go into Homework Cafe, and this is where the homework is completed before they go to their next session. One of the reasons we do that is just to make sure that students have the support, but also because so many of our family tell us about the battles they have at home with homework. When students go home, they're completely free to just enjoy their families. But also we have what we call our social cafe. And once students are finished with their homework, we have a common area where the students interact, where they play games, where they relax. They can play foosball. They can, you know, air hockey. They can get on their computers together. It's really their space and their area to hang out and socialize. But in addition to that, we have clubs each day of the week. We have a student government. We have field trips. We do have a prom where we get together with three or four of the other Fusion schools. We have graduation. Our students also do outreach in the community, volunteer service where they work together. And so we are creating as many opportunities as possible for the students to have also those social interactions. It's just on a smaller scale than, let's say, a school of 5,000 students.
Right.
You know, we're a school of 50 or 60 students.
Right, I understand. And the school of 5,000 students is completely overwhelming. I went to high school in New York, and we had, like, each class had maybe 100 students, if that much.
Yeah.
Started with 100, and then you lose a lot, you know, along the 4 years, you lose some along the way. But I can't even imagine in the thousands. That has to be absolutely crazy. Wow, that is really
interesting. Yeah, it is.
I love the name, Homework Cafe. That sounds like fun, even though homework always has such a bad rap, right?
Right.
You were saying about the homework. So there is assistance provided for someone who needs help with homework as well?
Well, the purpose of the Homework Cafe is really to guide the students and keep them on track to complete their homework. We encourage students that if they get to a point with their homework and they cannot finish it or don't know all the answers, that they do what they can, submit it. And then the teachers will always start the sessions with addressing the homework so that they can go over anything that a student maybe couldn't do on their own. But we also have tutoring. Some parents choose to include tutoring into their student's program, and then they get that specialized. And the tutoring is always with the teacher who's teaching the class.
Oh, fantastic. Wow, that's really good. So let's talk for a minute about the role that authenticity plays in art.
Right. Right. So, you know, I really sat down and was thinking about that. And, you know, what we're doing here at Fusion Academy Anaheim Hills, we call it a transformative education because it is radically different than anything mm-hmm. else that's going on, any of the other alternatives to the traditional public system. And basically, I mean, the one-to-one platform right there is radically different. The ability for teachers to build relationships with their students and really learn who they are and come to understand who that child is just radically different. I mean, we know research tells us that the number one predictor of student success is relationship build with their teacher. And some would argue it's second to parent involvement, but overall, you know, for student success, the teachers and the students really do need to have a relationship. And that is something that happens quite naturally with a one-to-one program.
Right.
So when you're thinking about authenticity, I mean, if you think about authentic, the definition, genuine or not copied or the real deal, that is exactly mm-hmm. what is happening on this campus because everything that we do with our students is designed around that specific, unique child. It is not a copied program. It is not pushing a square peg into a round hole. It is authentically mm-hmm. looking at a child, what they need, what the state says they need to learn in order to graduate, and putting the two together to build something new and approachable and exciting.
I love it. I love everything about it. It just sounds amazing. I wish I could have gone to a school like that.
I know. I often think that when my three boys were growing, how wonderful it would have been to have access.
Oh, yes, and my children as well. I have one daughter who going to school was crying every day, and we eventually resolved it, not 100%, but as best as we could do at the time, you know, with the situation. So I know how parents can suffer when a child just needs a different type of education, and it's not even, you know, it's not even something that's available.
Well, so, you know, it's true.
Go ahead.
The families that I meet with often, they tell me these just heartbreaking stories, you know, especially coming out of COVID. We are still meeting with families of students who were having no problem in school. And then after COVID, you know, the amount of anxiety that mm-hmm. we're seeing or the skills deficits that we're seeing in otherwise students who would otherwise do well academically.
Yes.
And parents are, you know, the parents are at their wit's end trying to figure out how to help their kids because the traditional school setting is not set up to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been a tremendous amount of damage. The kids almost had to really teach themselves for close to 2 years, so well, two school seasons anyway. So that was, you know, with the parents doing their best to do that, plus everything else they do. So that was a really, really difficult time. Very good.
It really is.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say it really is, and it's going to take many years, I think, for us to iron all that out and get students back on track.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to a parent who is currently struggling with a child, whatever school age they may be, because of them not being in actual school during COVID? What would be a good suggestion that you would give?
Well, if they're struggling because of coming out of COVID and just the damaging effects from that, I would highly recommend, first of all, doing some research, looking into the alternatives, the options that are available. You know, coming to a school like mine where we can give the specialized assessments that we give, the MAP and the Mind Print, that identify specifically for that student where their gaps are. And depending on what the situation is, you know, if it is an emotional issue, I highly recommend talking with an educational therapist mm-hmm. who can at least give guidance. But there is support out there and there are options. And I think the sooner that parents are able to look into it and address it, mm-hmm. the less likely it's going to have a continued impact each year.
Okay, that's really good. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we're also going to open up the phone line. So if you'd like to call in and ask Eva a question or just talk to her, you can call now. The number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Are you feeling heavy, angry, sad, alone, tired, hopeless? I'm Mari, an energy healing facilitator, and I know how you feel. I've been there. Let me help you. With personalized intuitive healing, you can break free from the grip of darkness. Experience a life of freedom and pain-free living. Start healing today. Book free consultation at www.marihelps.com. It's www.marihelps.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest, Eva Held, talking about how the traditional system of education does not meet the needs of all students. So, Eva, what do you think is the main message you want to bring to the public today?
Well, I think the main message is that as a parent, as an educator, I understand the challenges that families are facing. I want to encourage them, first and foremost, not to give up, because there are answers out there. But secondly, I want to encourage them not to buy into, if I'm completely transparent, the lie that education is one-size-fits-all, because it's not. If you look at the statistics, the graduation rates in California, 87% of students are graduating. And another way to look at that is 13 out of every 100 are not graduating. And I think that is tragic.
Yeah.
And we used to talk about no child left behind, but honestly, a lot of children are being left behind. And I think a lot of it has to do with that parents think that this is the way it is, and we just have to get through it. But the truth is that there are options such as Fusion Academy, and I would really encourage families not to give up on their kids, but to do their research and look into those options.
I like that. Not to give up. That's a really wonderful message, because sometimes we get to a point where, since we don't know where to go or what to do next, we kind of give up. You're like, okay, I've done everything, or you think you've done everything. But the research is a wonderful thing. Are there any resources that you would like to give to the listener where they can begin to do some research?
Well, I mean, of course, first and foremost, I would do what a lot of the families that come to me is they'll go to Google, and they'll Google in what their problem is, or they'll Google in alternative education. But they can also start with, you know, calling me, and I can give them resources. We work with lawyers who will help families with district funding for their students if they haven't been able to meet their special education needs. We also have advocates. We have a list of therapists who are available to talk to families. We have so many resources that, you know, I would be more than happy to anybody that reaches out to me to email our resources to them as well, if they provide me with their email.
Oh, that's wonderful, Eva. Thank you so much. So while we're talking about that, let's talk about how to get a hold of you.
Okay, so if you're interested in talking to us directly, I encourage you to call our school. There are several Fusions. Ours is the Fusion Academy Anaheim Hills. Our number is 714-905-5412. Or you can email me directly, and it's ehealth@fusionacademy.com. And health is spelled H-E-L-T, ehealth@fusionacademy.com.
Awesome. Very good. I'll add those two here right on the blog talk so they can link right in. The website for Fusion Academy is already on here, so you can link into there. Very good. So anything else you'd like to say to the listener about education, or about maybe an example of students that have been helped at the Fusion Academy?
Oh, yeah. So two things. The first one is, we often talk about the students that can, you know, that would most benefit from this type of education. But I would argue that every student needs some type of one-to-one education. And I'm basing that on Dr. Benjamin Bloom. out of the University of Chicago. I'm sure you've heard of Bloom's taxonomy. He did some groundbreaking research, and he found that students who are educated in a one-to-one format will outperform 98% of the students who were educated in a group instruction.
Wow.
So all students would benefit from this type of programming. But as far as the story, oh gosh, I have so many of them, but I like to tell the story of Ava. I have direct permission from the parents to share Ava's story. Ava came to us. She is on the autism spectrum, and she is nonverbal, non-speaking, and she doesn't write or type, or very limited typing. And Ava has to have an aide with her. And the way Ava communicates is with a letter board. So her aide will put a board with the alphabet out, and Ava will point to each letter so that she can communicate, and then the aide will form that into verbal sentences. So you can imagine how time-consuming that is. Ava came to us because she needed the one-to-one instruction. She was not receiving what she needed in the traditional setting. In fact, they were testing her at average to a little lower than average in the academic or the educational testing. So when Ava came to us with the one-to-one programming, she was able not only to complete her classes with almost, I believe, straight A's, but she actually was able to take honors and AP courses. And because she wanted to go year-round, Ava was able to graduate a year early. And so, when we actually were able to test Ava to see where her skills really were, we found out that she's actually brilliant. And if she had not had access to the one-to-one education, it would have taken much longer for her to complete high school, and I don't know that if the educational system would have even actually realized, you know, how intelligent Ava was. And her family just praised the programming, the time to do what was needed so that Ava could show that she had mastered content.
That's an amazing story, and so encouraging and sad in a way, because had she not, you know, and how many children are out there that haven't been able to, people have not been able to tap in how they learn and how to teach them and help them to excel. So it's a wonderful story, but to me it's also a sad one, so hopefully we can get more of these kids helped. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and it's an example. It's an example of parents who would not give up. You know, they did the research, and they knew there had to be something out there for their child, and they kept going until they found us. And I think that's should be a real encouragement for other families who are struggling.
Yeah, that is. Wow, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. So, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener today?
I would just like to say thank you for giving me your precious time to hear about what we're doing at Fusion Academy Anaheim Hills. I would love to speak to anyone that would love to hear about more about our program. And, you know, we have a passion for helping kids reach their potential. And, you know, we're not limited to just students who are struggling. You know, we have had actors who need the flexibility. We had a national tennis player. You know, so we are open to anyone that could benefit from a one-to-one program.
Right, and the flexible schedule. Oh, yeah, and I think that when we first spoke, you talked about that if there's travel involved, for example, for an actor or any kind of athlete, you have programs where they can go in, but they can also do it remotely.
Right. So I always encourage as much as possible in person. I think that was a hard lesson we learned from COVID. But we do have the flexibility of the virtual, because all of our virtual classes are taught live. They're the same classes if they were sitting in front of the teacher. So we do have students who travel and they need to jump into their session. They can jump on and have that same live teaching. For example, our tennis player. She was on campus as much as she could be, but when she had to be across the country to the different tournaments, she did not miss out on her education. She would jump into her sessions.
Fantastic. Very good. So I'm curious, I have a question for you. When you first found this type of education, because I guess you had never really heard of it before, how did that make you feel?
Well, it's interesting because the charter school where I was a principal, we had a very similar program, except that it was 6-to-1 to a teacher. And I saw the difference in the students with 6-to-1. And I had thought to myself, how fantastic would it be if the public system would have a 1-to-1 educational program? But I know that that is not something that they're going to put the money into. And when I started looking for this school, and I thought, wow, a private school that is actually putting something that I have already thought about and didn't think was possible, they're actually putting it into place. I was very excited. I couldn't wait to see how it worked. I couldn't wait to become part of it.
That's awesome. And I can feel your excitement and enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Through the radio lines. That's awesome. Very good. I get very excited too because I had such a struggle with the schools for my kids. You know, it just wasn't giving us what we needed. And I knew that, but there was nothing that I knew that I could do about it at the time. And it was such a struggle for me that I just am so excited to see that there are solutions and that children, young adults, are being helped in the way they need to be helped. They deserve to be helped. And it's just a wonderful thing for me.
Right. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Any last thing you'd like to say before we close?
I think I covered that. Just, you know, parents, be brave, have heart, and you can do this.
Oh, I like that. Be brave, have heart. That's a beautiful message. Thank you so much, Ava. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's just been such a pleasure having you. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I want to remind you that we're coming to you live right now, but a replay is being created as we speak. So this show will be available indefinitely. Make sure you pass it on, especially to your friends and relatives that have children and need to hear this message. And make sure that you listen in next time to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
Bye.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.